almost noon time. I'm glad you all had a break and get refreshed, and hopefully we've got something exciting to share with you, and thank you for allowing us to be here today, Senator Stevenson. Our students today have, technology has impacted literally every aspect of their life except for education, and our students are digital natives. They're next generation learners. And today we're going to talk about a piece of legislation, Senate Bill 65, the statewide online education program that passed this last session to bring technology into our students' education in a more defined manner. And I want to share something that I found that I think really appropriately articulates what is necessary that needs to happen with education and technology. So in order to have a 21st century learning experience for our students with teaching and learning, we need to take advantage of the inherent talents of our young digital native students. We need to provide them with access and multiple opportunities to use technology appropriately to communicate, to solve problems, to access, create, integrate, evaluate, and manage information to acquire the lifelong knowledge and the skills necessary to compete in the world that we have, where technology plays such a key role. So what I'm going to do today is talk to you about some of the basic paradigm shifts that this legislation created, the direction that we're headed, where we need to be headed, to give our students a more personalized, individualized education that's catered to them, that's catered to this world that we live in. So SB 65 really shifted the paradigm on education. So let's move to the next slide. I'm going to walk through the basic paradigm shifts. The first one is that the funding follows the student. And this is what you would refer to as backpack funding. In other words, he who does the educating gets the dollars. So instead of continuing to create programs outside of our education system and give them line item appropriations so that they can never flourish, we need to start putting the student first, recognizing that those dollars are intended for educating the student, and then where they receive the education, that's where the dollars need to flow. So next slide. Funding is based upon successful completion. Now this would seem like a no-brainer, but this is a huge paradigm shift. Within this program, the providers will receive 50% up front and 50% upon successful completion. Nowhere else in education does this happen. This is really the most efficient method of funding education that you can come up with, so that when the student starts, we give enough up front for the provider to be able to deliver. But unless the student successfully completes, they don't receive the rest of the money. Now, we have put an incentive in there for credit recovery in that there are time frames that are allowed for completion. And if you go outside of this time frame, the provider no longer gets the 50% remaining. But if they engage the student prior to graduation, they get a portion of that. So that incentivizes them to come back, because quite often, a student has just missed a small portion of that course. And with technology, you can actually carve out, you can see exactly what they've missed. It's delivered very much in a modular style, so you can go out and you can figure out from the data exactly what the student has missed, bring them back into the fold, and get that course completed. So next slide. So this allows students to really customize their education with blended learning. They'll still, by and large, remain in their traditional public school, reaping all the benefits that happen there, and then also be able to bring technology into their education, choose the courses that best meet their needs. Now, one thing that we've done is tie this to their SEOP. That's their Student Education Occupation Plan, so that when students choose courses, it needs to be focused on their graduation plan as far as credits needed for graduation and their post-secondary goals. And that way, we can keep some management of what they're choosing in their courses. Next slide. All students who are seeking high school credit are eligible. In the first 2 years, all public school students in high school will be allowed to take these courses. In year three, homeschool and private school students will be able to do that as well. And then students who are on track for early graduation, if you're an extremely brilliant eighth grader who is moving ahead, you can actually utilize this program if it's tied to your SEOP. So that gets back to why it's tied to the SEOP. So the next slide, there are no caps on enrollment. When we create options out there for our students, we need to ensure that those options are available to all students. And so the legislature ensured that this program would have no caps. Next slide. Parents and students are in the driver's seat on this program. That means they choose the courses and the course providers. So other than what's tied to their SEOP, districts, primary school of enrollment cannot make the decisions for them. They are in complete control of this as long as it is in line with their graduation requirements. So next, this is another huge paradigm shift. Subject mastery replaces seat time. So a lot of the things that we do in public education are tied to seat time, or butts in the seat, as they like to put it. So even funding is based on that, based on daily attendance. It's not based on whether or not those kids are coming out with subject mastery knowledge. That's irrelevant. If they're sitting in the seat, that's how we look at things. That's how we fund things. So this is different. This actually allows the students to advance based upon demonstrated competency. It allows open entry, open exit, if that is what the provider chooses to offer. And then also the provider must be allowed to give the state assessments once the student completes. So if the student takes a full year math course and completes that in February, they need to allow the provider to give them their state assessment at that time and not wait until April or May. So we have in this program multiple course providers and multiple courses. This incentivizes competition and quality. It allows the student to customize their education to best meet their individual needs. And they will have all courses available to them, from math and science and all of the core, to electives, to AP, to everything in between. And this provides the best access to courses for students no matter where they live. So in a rural district, for instance, they may not have the resources to have all of the AP courses or all of the foreign languages, but now a student living in rural Utah can have access to all of these different courses. So course providers, how does that work in this program? Well, there's a public and private partnership. And basically what happens is any LEA, which is a charter or a district school, can participate in this program. So if they are a school designed specifically for this, like a charter school that's already online, they can participate. Or if they are a charter or a district who wants to create a dedicated online program, that is a program that is focused specifically for online learning from your teachers and your courses, everything geared towards that, they can participate as well. So up and running this fall already, we have three charters and two district programs, Washington District and GUAP, have signed on. And we've heard from several other districts that they're very interested in participating in this. So finally, the program is built to expand. So as you see there, our students are online. That's what they do. Now they have a high quality education option that can grow with them, that they can experience as well. So how does it work? They're able to take up to two online courses in years 1 and 2. And then the program expands from years 3 to 6, so that in year 3, they can take 3 courses, and by year 6, they're up to 6 courses. And once again, a student may use this for early graduation. So if their SEOP allows it and they're on the fast track, they can take more than 2 courses or more than the number of courses allotted and graduate early. So that really is the program in a nutshell. And in your packet, you've got some more basic FAQs. And you can also go to the website, which has very detailed FAQs if you have any questions. And this is available beginning this fall. Students can pre-register now for these courses. Thank you.